Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Is it on?
Yeah.
All right.
Welcome to Clubhouse episode two, but basically the podcast, would it be episode 228?
That's what I think we have to do, yeah, to keep it some level of order.
But you guys know it's Clubhouse episode two. Thanks for all the support last week, everyone. Obviously, first ever Clubhouse episode, first ever, said first quite a few times there. And it got a wonderful reception,
incredible.
Audio only, so we can see all the stats of who's listening and where you're listening from.
We can actually see where you live as well.
Even what you're wearing when you're listening.
Yeah.
We've also got Ed here today. Ed and Matt.
Are they mic'd up?
Matt is.
We've got one between us.
As long as he doesn't hog it. Say hello, Ed.
Hello, guys.
Introduce yourself, Edward.
Hi, I'm Edward Lawton, member of Audley Edge Golf Course.
Oof. Very
little plug.
Handicap.
Two.
Ooh.
So now I'm the worst golfer in the room again.
But you always have been. You always will be. Don't forget that, Matt.
So yeah, this is, if you've not listened to the first episode, it's very chilled out. It's very relaxed. It's audio only. Different to the main show. We have Matt and Ed. It won't be both of them every week, but one of them be able to pick up a mic and have a little bit of a chit chat as well. We've got some questions to answer. Just a nice little 10-minute, 15-minute Friday treat. I'm going to kick things off.
Kick me.
By... I teased it in the main show about my obsession this weekend. And I mean an obsession. You've seen it. I think Matt knows it because I think I told him last week. Does Ed know it? Ed, do you know my obsession for last week?
I have an idea, but I'll keep it to myself.
I completed my first ever, and I'd never thought I'd be able to do this in my lifetime, okay? Completed my first ever Rubik's Cube.
Wow. I want to act more surprised about that being the thing, but as I said on the other podcast, I went onto YouTube earlier on to look at some stats and some analytics, and I saw your suggested videos, and there was a real trend. There was a bit of golf, naturally, and there was a shed loads of Rubik's Cubes.
It's video. Fascinating.
You know what I've always, you'll be able to tell me now as the expert, I always thought when someone did a Rubik's Cube, it was just sheer like kind of skill, right? Am I not right in thinking it's just basically a format?
Yeah.
And once you learn that format, you just do it. Yeah.
So I reckon it took me 3 days.
3 days?
Yeah, obviously not all day, but picking it up every, you know, an hour here. An hour goes so quick.
An hour?
Yeah, seriously.
An hour?
Yeah, easily.
What?
Easily.
An hour?
And the amount of times I got it to a point where it was nearly finished, and I was following along, and I was watching YouTube videos to figure it out, and I would do one wrong turn, and it was literally like hitting the reset button. Like it just
ruined it all.
I was like, what the hell?
And you've now done it.
I've now done it.
So have you got the desire to screw it back up and start again? You have.
So the reason why I did it, my daughter, who's seven, my Pearl, who got this Rubik's Cube, and she was like, oh, Daddy, can you solve this? And as a dad, you're expected to do everything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, what do you mean you can't solve a Rubik's Cube? And I was like, yeah, of course I can solve it. So I tried, and I couldn't, obviously, because it's bloody well hard. I was just trying to literally do it from sight. I had no experience in the past. I've never had a Rubik's Cube. I never really had one when I was younger.
No, I had one once.
It got really popular over the last few years.
It was in the Speed Cubers. By the way, your mic... that's why. Okay, the mic. Go on.
It's...
He's got it. Solid.
There's a lot of tournaments, and some of these kids can do it in literally under 5 seconds, which I find...
That's no fun.
It's mental. It's absolutely mental. And so I'm going through it. And so when I went on these trips last week, I said, I'm going to take it away, this Rubik's Cube. When I come back Friday, I'll have it complete. And I did. I woke up Saturday morning. So I got back super late after filming with Pete on Friday. I got back Saturday morning. Pearl came run upstairs. Have you done it? Have you done it? And I showed her. And I honestly couldn't have been prouder in my life.
Wow.
Like a little face. She thought I was bloody God. Like for that 10 minutes, she couldn't believe what I'd achieved. And I couldn't. I was like, tearful. After about 10 minutes, the little so-and-so mixed it all up.
Oh, so now it's in a state of...
No. So we had friends around this weekend and their son, who is 9, same age as my oldest daughter, really clever, really, really clever. And he was like, oh, you got a Rubik's Cube? Yeah, yeah. He said, I can solve that. So I'm thinking, yeah, whatever. Please, it took me 3 days. You did it in 45 seconds.
45 seconds?
I solved the whole thing in 45 seconds.
See, that's the thing then that I kind of lose, because it feels like for you who had it and couldn't do it and then it took you 3 days, there's something quite like, what's the word I'm looking for? Dignified in that, that you had this issue, you finally got it resolved, you did it. But when it's just a pure, clear way of doing it, does it not kill the fun a little bit?
So what's mad is like, so I was asking a 9-year-old lots of questions about it. And he said he probably started doing it when he was about 6. And it literally took him years to complete his first one. And I was like, please, it took me 3 days. And he just got quicker and quicker. But it's the fact that now, when you scramble it all back up, it's not the same scramble every time. It's totally different every time. So it is, in its own right, still a little bit of a puzzle.
Yeah.
It's not a perfect science. It's not like you twist one side 5 times and it's done. It's like you do have to still think about it. But I've got now this massive obsession to be able to complete. So I've completed it 3 times now this weekend.
Well done.
So now I've completed a Rubik's Cube 4 times in total. And each time it's getting quicker.
You look more intelligent.
I feel it.
Mm. Does the glasses that you wear in there are a bit different to me?
I feel it. I'm on a much higher intellectual level than everyone else now.
Yeah.
I feel I've walked around the last few days and like, I think people know I can now solve Rubik's Cube.
Absolutely. I respect that.
I'd like to see him bringing it in next week.
I've got it in my bag, don't worry.
Right.
Next week's podcast.
I've got a little game for you. It's not really a game, but you ready for this? Speaking of Rubik's Cubes. We had a question from Steve Gregory, and a lot of these questions are coming from our Facebook group. People who are members of the Facebook group, I see them as family. You see them as friends.
Less intelligent than me.
Yeah.
Unless Vicos. The people who can Rubik's Cubes.
But if you would like to join our, I'm guessing most people listening to the Clubhouse episodes are part of the Facebook group. If you're not, then that's really reevaluate your decisions.
I'd also like someone in the Facebook group to post, if you've really got it, Rubik's Cubes.
A video.
I want to see videos of people solving Rubik's Cubes.
We'll accept the first few then, because otherwise if we get like 100 and people
go, like, let's do one post and let them comment in the comments.
Do that on Friday then. When this comes out.
So yeah, that'd be really good.
So my little game, it's not really a little game, don't get too excited at all. But Steve Gregory has asked, as I said, on said Facebook group, and he's curious to know what's in Guy Charnock's golf bag. So I thought, well, rather than tell him just what's in the golf bag, I will tell him what's in the golf bag, Rick, and you, Matt and Ed, can tell the listeners and me if the club in that space should stay or should it go. Because obviously you all saw me play on Thursday of last week, which you won't ruin yet, and I played some great golf, some not so great golf. Anyway, my driver, Steve Gregory, is the Ping G430 Max 10K. Should it stay or should it go, boys?
I think you should keep that one.
Yeah, that can stay.
Yeah, I agree. My 3-wood is the Ping G425 Max.
Yeah, stay or go. You hit that well.
Yeah, I don't think you do anything wrong with that.
You agree, Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I've then got a 3-iron, okay, and that is the Ping. No, it's not the Ping. That's a Titleist T200 3-iron.
When do you ever use that? I don't even know when you use that.
It's more like if I'm feeling scared.
I'd like to see your 7-wood back in the bag in place of that, or a 5.
Or a hybrid.
Yeah, maybe. So that's maybe on the fence. That might have to go. Irons now. This is where it gets a bit geeky. I have got 4-iron and 5-iron, a Titleist T150. And then I've got 6-iron down to pitch and wedge, the Titleist T100.
I would like to see you use all T150s.
Agreed.
I you know what? I agree. That little bit more.
You need it.
I do need it. Oh, I'm big enough to. Okay, wedges are Titleist Vokey SM10s, new in the bag. I've not got much opinion on them yet.
I didn't really notice if your short game was better or worse.
Now, this is the one then that I need to hear your thoughts on. Without spoiling it, my putting in the latest video, well, sorry, the latest one we filmed, which will come out whenever it comes out, was atrocious. And my go-to putter is the TaylorMade Spider X, the old amber copper-coloured one from many moons ago. Does it stay or does it go?
Keep.
Stay, but you need a practice.
Fair dues.
It's the worst I've ever seen you put, but I've seen you put great with that putter.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
You always seem to come back to that one. And it always
You were very weird when
why is that? That when you on the putting green, I was terrible.
Well, you missed you had a 6-foot putt and you missed it how many times?
12, 15, 20. But why does golf do that? Why do we have some days where one part, jokes aside, your chipping now is massively on the up, which is good to see. But it was your worst part for a long time, and it possibly still is your worst part, although it's getting better. So if you go and chip badly, it's frustrating, yes, but that's my worst part of my game. Probably similar for me driving. I can drive it okay, but I can drive it horrendous. So if I drive it badly, I get it. Why does one part of your game, for me, that putting is normally quite strong, how do we have a day where it just goes so bad?
I think if you see the first shot you hit with that club and it's bad, that usually trends with the rest of the round.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I agree.
It gets in your mind, doesn't it?
How do you stop it, though? Because you can't...
It's really hard.
You can't go out and put a badly in the first hole and that be
it. You see Justin Thomas last week?
Yeah.
He shot, 7 over, and his putting was absolutely... He had 38 putts. Mm. He's a tour pro. This was another one that I screenshotted, which was a bit of a mad result last weekend. I was looking at the results of the DP World Tour, and there was an amateur playing, Irvin Tan, who's from Singapore. Okay, he shot 79. He was dead last. He had 4 twos.
What? My days.
He birdied every par 3 and shot 79.
That's incredible.
How mad's that round of golf?
Well, normally for pros, par 3 is the worst scoring average typically, aren't they?
He birded every par 3.
Well.
He shot 79. Anyway,
that was quite a question then we've had. This is on Twitter, actually, from Andy. And it's something that I don't think is quite right, but I want to elaborate on this. He said, something you've covered before is that fittings are a waste of time. Is this something you still believe?
I don't feel like I've ever said that.
We've not said that. I think what we have said is fittings can be overrated, and I stand by that completely. And that's for two reasons. And I want to hear your take on this, Rick. I think, and guys, I think the first thing is fittings can be overrated because some people, not everybody, but some people go to a fitting expecting they'll come out with a golf club that's going to be a magic wand. That's not the case, is it? Obviously, you're not going to get given a gifted a golf club that suddenly makes everything work. You can get given a golf club that makes things less bad or work better or give you more confidence. And putter's probably the best example. You can be putting badly. Scottie Scheffler's the example. You get a new putter that's different shape, different design. All of a sudden, it just clicks and you put well. So that's one reason why I think fittings can be overrated. And the second reason I do, and this is nothing personal to individuals, depending on where you get fit.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home,
you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Your fitting can be amazing or tripe, I'll be honest. So someone like a Nick Hibbs at Torrex Golf, incredible. One, you know, a tour, literally an ex-tour fitter, fitted golf clubs from the best players on the earth, trusted, knows what you're talking about, all the best equipment. I could say hand on heart from my experience there, and I'm sure you'd agree, Rick, if you went to Nick Hibbs for fitting, you'll get a good service. If you go to a golf retailer where there are people who work weekend shifts, who aren't the best educated in the modern clubs or how to use technology, you can actually have a terrible fitting. So it's not that the actual fitting itself is bad in terms of getting fitted, but how that fitter perceives your swing, your ball flight, etc., the numbers can be bad and not improve your game.
There should be more of, like, to coach, you've got to be a PGA golf coach. There almost should be a certified coaching program that people have to go on.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you can get some really random fitting.
Well, it's like a silly one. Imagine if you went to get someone to measure your foot to give you the shoe that you need, and you had one person who's done that for 20 years who had a device that tells you exactly, right, your foot is a size 9, your left's also a size 9, brilliant, you're a size 9. Then you had someone who's never done it before, who's got a piece of equipment that either they can't use or doesn't work correctly, and they go, I think you're a 10. Like, you're going to get the wrong shoe. Maybe a weird example, I know. Yeah, but
I think that's a great example. I've got some quickfire questions from Instagram as well. I'll put some. First off, will you ever try and qualify for the Open?
Yeah, every year.
Or are you not going to worry about heading that way? There's no desire of trying to qualify for the Open. It was fun when I tried to do it, but I've got no objects. I've got no reasons to be getting into that.
Sorry to ruin the quickfire element then, but on that, we've had this discussion off camera, and something I know you're always thinking about is your golf versus entertainment. Where do you feel like you sit? Like, are you a golf pro golfer / YouTube entertainer? Where do you feel like you sit on that spectrum, and is it hard?
I feel like it shifts quite heavily, and the more expectation I put on myself, the more I see myself as being a player and a pro rather than being an entertainer. Mm. But that shifts, changing a little bit either as well recently. When is the Ireland tour starting? We are planning May time. Do you find Guy irritating?
Yeah.
I would find it irritating if someone that I played with every time I play or whatever was a ball striker like I am. But just can't pull.
So you're very irritating to play against, that's for sure.
That's a good skill to have.
Here's one for you, Ed. This is just for Ed.
Ready?
How can someone hit the ball further, they've asked.
Oh.
And seeing that you are probably the longest player in this forum.
Strong lofted irons.
Okay. Cheating your way through it.
And speed training is the only way. Consistency as well.
You did loads of speed training through lockdown, right?
Yeah, I had a net in my garden.
Did you actually genuinely?
Yeah.
All right, I thought it was a joke.
You picked up loads of speed through lockdown.
How did you know that? Did you tell me?
You told me, yeah.
All right. Well, how fast were you before lockdown? Just not?
I don't know. I didn't have any interest in it. So it was just, I started from no idea to.
But how much distance would you say you've gained then from, you hit it a lot further now?
With the driver, I hit it a lot further.
Because you're long.
Yeah.
Would you were similar to me before, would you reckon, or?
Yeah, probably.
Well.
I've got a few more questions. Where was the one that I just had there?
Can I just ask you a question just quickly on that? Ed's long, right? That goes without saying. How come if we played, me and you now, me and Rick, with 10 players of a similar, you know, between scratch and 5, you could have a guy that's dead tall, a guy that's fat, a guy that's dead strong, a guy that's not. Most decent golfers hit it quite a similar distance, don't they? And there's that next step up. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I've definitely picked up a bit of speed, without question. I would say I've picked up a bit of distance, but not as much as I'd like just yet.
Mm.
I think I saw that on when we played on one or spot.
That driver as well, that combination of the two.
I feel like I'm on the route of picking up more speed and distance. Fill in with another question.
So, okay, this is from Mark. Wow, his name is not almost perfect for golf. His name is Mark dousing, but it's almost downswing. Not a question, rather a request. Bring back the sausage roll reviews. They're the perfect inspirational food for the back nine. So people also want to know, Rick, which golfers have the best sausage rolls. So why aren't you doing it as much?
One, because I've been on a health kick.
Boo. So
I know, it's boring. Two, I did have one the other day. And you know when I said I played really well front nine?
Yeah.
Had a sausage roll at the turn and things changed.
So fair dues. Well, speaking,
I feel like it was a bit of a bad omen for me.
A nice little segue from sausage rolls, and this is why it's good there's four of us to answer this question, and I'm going to give my feedback first, which has changed. From Daniel Snook, he has said, do you keep tomato sauce ketchup in the fridge, or he's put in a pantry, so we'll go fridge or cupboard. I was always a fridge guy, ketchup in the fridge. I met my wife, she was ketchup out the fridge in a cupboard, and I'm now very much a cupboard guy. I've changed, I've switched allegiances. Rick, what are you?
I've switched allegiances, but the other way around.
You were cupboard, so now fridge.
Growing up, I was always cupboard. Met my wife, she was a fridge girl.
Yep.
Now we're a fridge.
Wife always wins, is the key. Ed?
I'm fridge.
Yep. Matt?
Yeah. Fridge.
I think I'm a fridge guy. Nothing better than a hot chip and a bit of cold.
I agree with that. However, when you think about it, when you go to a restaurant, most often it's either in a little sachet or it's just on the table, isn't it? Well, but eggs, I was always eggs in the fridge, and I'm not, actually.
Wasn't in, and now I am in.
Yeah.
Okay. The other way around.
I can do either. It doesn't bother me.
Eggs in.
Because again, my fridge has a thing for eggs, I think. But then again, when you get them from the supermarket, they're just out, aren't they?
Salad cream or mayo?
Don't have either of those.
Mayo is unbelievable. Really? No. You're a salad cream guy. Oh, salad cream sandwich.
Salad cream till I die.
Do you keep milk in the fridge under the boiler?
Someone's asked, and it's quite a fitting conversation. I'm pretty sure we mentioned it recently in the podcast. Hit Channel.
Yes.
2nd of April, we have now got the dream team of Matt and Ed in, who is going to spark the fuse of creativity in the Hit Studio. 2nd of April, we've got a full day of filming, right?
Well, while we're all here, and obviously Matt and Ed are going to be taking over this channel, I think we could give the Clubhouse listener a little bit of a sneak into what we've got to come. So, as we said, we've got... how far from where we're sat right now is the Hit Studio? 30 yards?
A half swing with a 60-degree wedge.
With a bit of spin.
Little flick, yeah.
So we've got the facility literally on our doorstep, and to the right of where we are now, we've got a insane storage facility.
Mini golf bidder.
Yeah, mini golf bidder. With so many of Rick's clubs that we've either filmed with before or yet to film with, or new ones that have come in the last couple of weeks. And as you correctly said, 2nd of April, we're back in there filming like nobody's business. And something that is our absolute goal and our commitment is to try, well, not even try, we're going to do, is film every week on a Monday, and then we'll have two videos per week from the Hit Channel going out. I think that's fair.
I like that.
So over a year, it's like 104 videos, so people are going to get a lot of content. And what's exciting with Hit is that once we start getting back into it, it opens up the door to film so much more stuff. And like one of the ones we've got coming soon, I can kind of give a slight clue, well, I'll just say, is a set of irons from Bettinardi, who are obviously well renowned as being an amazing putter brand, very well established, obviously used by Matt Fitzpatrick. They also make wedges, but this is the first time they've ever built anything outside of that, and they've now built irons. And it's kind of like, well, it's exciting because they have to be good. Bettinardi, who are a family-owned brand still, they want to make equipment, surely, that has their name stamped on it, that is going to compete with TaylorMade, Titleist, Mizuno, Ping, etc. They don't want to make crap, but we can test them and can be completely impartial. If they're crap, you'll say the crap. If they're great, you'll say the great. So it's exciting.
I keep reading questions, I'm forgetting to save it. Quite a few people are asking, who is the next 10-shot challenge player? Well, there's one definitely booked in May. We are trying to get one booked in for April, which is going to be super exciting. So we definitely got one locked in for May. Former world number one and a major champion. So excited. Wow. I think that's good.
Yeah, I've got another question. This is something that's a bit like one of those things that we've seen a million times and you probably roll your eyes at. But before we had in the last podcast, we had the conversation about your charity fundraising. And please, again, feel free to donate to Rick if you've not done already. It's a great cause. One thing that we've been asked, I do think would raise a shed load. You know where I'm going to go with this probably, from Joe Moss. Would Rick ever shave his beard for charity?
feel like you've started something now.
I'm not starting anything. I reckon that would raise a lot. Because it'd grow back, would it?
Okay. Well, of course it would. My wife might leave me and my kids might.
What would be the number you'd need to shave that? Imagine a live... Listen, if you ever did it, imagine a live YouTube video doing it. 50 grand.
I would do it. I'm not scared.
sounds good.
The way you looked at me then is I'm not scared.
Would I do that silly thing where you shave it first to a goatee, then you shave it to a tash?
Maximise retention, yeah.
Go on then. Yeah, I would.
But what number would you need? How much? Is the just giving that you're doing now going as a fresh new, like zero, if you know what I mean? Right, okay. So what would that need to get to?
I'm not doing it for the London Marathon. Oh, okay. It's too soon.
It's too soon.
I'm not ready for that.
After London Marathon, then?
Might be a summer job.
In reality, to get from zero to what you've got now, how long would that take? A few weeks or?
2 weeks, yeah.
Is that it?
Two weeks.
I wish I could grow a beard so bad. We've said this before, we've pointed it on the podcast, but what does upset me about beards is, like you see all the time, maybe like UFC fighters, but you see it with a lot, pre-beard and then post-beard, the difference is chalk and cheese. And the post-beard, they always look so much better. I can never be that guy. I'm always the pre-beard guy. I've got a bit of rubbish stubble at the minute I've not shaved off. How? Why? I'm 33 years old.
I would like to see myself clean shaven again, just to have a look.
The facial hair is weak in this office, apart from Rick, isn't it, really?
I stole it from everyone else. Yeah. Right, everyone, thanks for listening. Episode 2 of The Clubhouse. We'll dwell on this idea of me shaving my beard. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. We shall see you on Monday for another action-packed full episode. Peace.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.